Exactly.
Aleinu l'shabeach l'Adonai na'akos Ayla seis gedula Li'yitzer mireishis Shelayasano
Sorry.
call me with her.
Amen.
Peel off the clippers and see the Panemius. Every year has a neshama. Peel off the clippers and see the
you.
Seems like you didn't care, said you'll always be there. Now you're so far gone out of my life. I feel the absence, nothing but distance. My distance looks good on you. Left in the past and the law of the sun says what you promised me wasn't true.
I just wanted to share the Rashi. Thank you. You know, one of the things that's challenging in life, one of the things, it could be it's very fundamental, very foundational, one of the challenges in life is the back and forth of life. It's the clarity, it's the strength, and then it's the lack of clarity and the weakness. If we were always weak and we always didn't have clarity, or if we never had clarity, so in a certain way we would say, okay, this is who I am, this is my life, this is what life is about. It's the challenge is we get like it's nighttime and it's daytime. That's the way Hashem made it. It's cold and it's warm. There are mountains and there are valleys. And Hashem created the world within each and every one of us that there are different times. There are different times. They say that's the pshat in a trefa. What's a trefa? A trefa, everyone knows what an animal. That's a trefa is you shecht an animal that's a kosher animal and you shecht the animal and then you look and you see that it's a trefa. So I heard this from Rabbi Yeager, from my Rosh Hashiva in Shoyashiv that he said over that a trefa, I don't know whose pshat it is, that a trefa is an animal that cannot live 12 months, can't live a full year. Right? So you shecht an animal. You did a good job, you're ready to eat the animal, but it can't live for 12 months. What's the pshat? The pshat is that life, being alive, so we consider the animal like it's dead. Part of being alive is you're able to make it through different seasons. You're able to make it through a winter. You're able to make it through a summer. You're able to make it when it's hot, when it's cold. You're able to weather the storm, as they say, right, to weather the storm, which means that you're able to sort of learn how to understand how to live your life. Sometimes life is difficult. Sometimes there's clarity. Sometimes it's daytime. And daytime, lahagid ba'boiker chazdecha, boiker is a lushan of clarity, right? You're mavaker chayla. What does that mean? You're mavaker chayla. You check out. You're able to see That's what you're supposed to do. Why is it called Biker Cholim? To be Mevaker is Meloshen Biker. Because you're able to say, how's it going? You're able to inquire. You're able to have clarity. That's what you're supposed to do when you're Mevaker Cholim. You're supposed to say, how are you doing? How's it going? What's doing? Because there's clarity. You're checking things out. You're able to check things out. Laila, nighttime, is the opposite of Biker. It means I can't see anything. I can't see. Yisroi, the parsha of Yisroi, Vanoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Yitzeisicha Meretz Yitzrayim, is everybody had clarity. Kriyas Yamsuf, everybody had clarity. The last few parshas, everybody had clarity. Clarity, clarity, clarity. This is my mission. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is what life's about. Hashem exists. Hashem is with me. Hashem is going to take me to the promised land. Hashem, right? It says, Charis ala luchais, right? Al tikri charis ala cheris, cheris. They were cheris b'malach hamavetz, like other Marishan koidam achet. They weren't able to die at that point. They were totally, totally, totally connected to Hashem. Totally connected to Hashem. That clarity, that clarity, that clarity, that clarity. Like a person, like a neshama in Olam Haba. A person before he comes down to this world. There's clarity. A child doesn't want, right? That's the song, right? Momo, the song Neshamala, right? You don't want to come down. The Neshama is not just Tama song. The Neshama doesn't want to come down here. Why? Because there's clarity. Because there's clarity with Hashem. There's a warmth. There's a love. There's a connection. You don't want to leave. You don't want to leave. You want to stay close. We always want to stay close. That's what happens a lot of times in relationships with husband and wife, where it starts going down, where it's because they start feeling like there's a problem, like I'm distant. Here I was in love. I fell in love with this girl. We're in love. And then suddenly I'm out of love. That's perfectly regular, common. That's life. That's what happens in life. You get like a lightning, right? You ever see, sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, it's very strong. You ever see like a lightning bolt where it's so lightning, it's so light, or it lights up the whole place, and then you mamash could see it. You can mamash see, you get clarity. But then what happens? What happens after that is ve'ela hamishpatim. That's what happens. That what?
I think it's a Rambam.
That what?
It's the prepared life for like a path, and you're walking through a thunderstorm, and then you see all the, when the thunder gets, you see all the clarity.
Right, and then it gets dark again. It gets dark.
Going, you see where
exactly, it gets dark. Gets dark and rainy. The Elam Mishpatim. Right, beautiful. Yehuda, the Elam Mishpatim. Beautiful. Ma Elu, Rashi says, Ma Elu Mi Sinai. What does that mean? Ve Eile HaMishpatim. What's Rashi coming to teach us? Ma HaRishonim Mi Sinai. Just like the Ten Commandments were from Sinai, Af Elu Mi Sinai. So too, all of the commandments of the Torah are from Sinai. What's the lesson? What does that mean? What does that mean that all the lessons are from Sinai? I want to read the next Rashi, another Rashi. This is what he says. Rashi says, it's incredible. Rashi says, Eshnalema perak v'alacha shtayim o'sholosh pa'amim. I will teach them the chapter and the law two or three times. Ad shetei sedura b'fiim k'mishnasa, until it's in order in their mouths according to its format, until they have memorized it. Listen to this. Ve'eini matriach asbi lavinam taimi adavar pirusho. I will not trouble myself to make them understand the reasons. Therefore it says that you shall place before them, asher tasim lefneim, like a table, like a shulchan aruch, a table that is set and prepared to be eaten from his place before a person. Here we go, guys. This is the lesson. The lesson is like this. I think this is the lesson. The biggest challenge that we all have with Yiddishkeit, the biggest challenge that we all have with Torah, that we have with mitzvahs, that we have with ourselves ultimately, is the fact that we're not able to realize, we're not able to process that it's sweet, that it's for me, it's at the right time, it's with patience, It's with love. It's with clarity. And until I get that, that's not what it's about. Until I get that. Until I get that. Until I get that. To have the patience. That's what Rashi says. To be mesunim. To have masun. To be like very, very, having mesunim bedin. Right? The Balaturim says, he says, Loimer having mesunim bedim klaimer lo yalu el yechol bematun. Go slowly. Go slowly. Take it one step at a time. You will get there. Everybody will get there. When you realize that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, when a person says that I want the Torah to be clear, I want Yiddishkeit to be clear, I want my Shabbos table to be a certain way, I want my learning to be a certain way, I want my davening to be a certain way. So what happens? You have Har Sinai. It's shaken up. You go to somebody's house for Shabbos and you're like, oh my goodness, this is the house that I want to have. You go to the Kaisel, you have a Yom Kippur, you go to the Kaisel, right? And you have like a crazy breakdown and an inspiration. You say, this is what my connection to Hashem, right? I want it to be. You go to a Tish, you see a Tzaddik. I remember when I was younger, I had the same thing. You go to a Tzaddik, you're like, this is Yiddishkeit. This is what I want to hold on to. There are times, they're like, there's Sinai. There's times where you're Royin Es HaKoilus, where you could see the voices, you could see the Pnimius, you could see really what life is about. And then what happens? Then Ve'elam Mishpatim. Then it stops, and you have to climb, start climbing back up. You have to work at it with patience, with commitment. With commitment. I said that about Eitan when Eitan Katz came that Thursday night. I want to tell you something, because we had music night. What do we have it? Music night, I think we had it like the week before. And you see music night, you mama see the talents, and you see this place is like overflowing, right? Remember, Tzvi, where we were sitting there like falling off our chair after every guy is sitting up there, right? Shlomo Deitch finished us off. Like, right? He was the finale. That was like when it was quiet. That was like the after party. That was after the concert. And then I said when Eitan came here, and this is so, so important to remember. So what that you're talented? Great, you have a good voice. Great, you can play the guitar. Great, you have clarity. You have your, where's the black book? I miss it. And you're right. Okay.
I have something in my head.
Okay, good. What's the pshat? The pshat is that you get that clarity. You get Har Sinai. You get Har Sinai. It's going to happen. The same exact thing is going to happen with your wife. Guaranteed. You're going to fall in love with your wife. You're going to fall in love with your wife. And you're going to have Har Sinai. Which, by the way you get, have a chuppah is, where do we learn it from? We learn all Hilchas Chuppah. How you're supposed to minhagim of the chuppah is from Har Sinai. Chas and Akala. They say Kaf Aleim Har Kegigis was like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like a chuppah. Chuppah. Great. So you get married. So you got married. You're all excited. Everybody dances. It's all exciting. Then what happens? Right? Then he drops the mountain on your head. Then what do you have to do? Then Ve'ele HaMishpatim. Then, everyone loves learning Aseret HaDibra. So Noich Hashem Elokecha. Once, if you made it with Shnayim Mikra Ve'chatargum, then Mishpatim. Now you're talking about Eved Ivri. I don't know what's going on with Eved Ivri. What's going on over here? It starts getting difficult. Any greatness that anybody ever achieved and anyone ever is going to be able to achieve comes from, I love the repeats. Sorry that I'm going back to the 90s. I love the repeats. Sorry that my Chumash and Torah is open when I'm going to say this, right? There's nothing like a repeat of a championship. Nothing like a repeat of a champion. Why? Because when you win a championship, to win it again, to be successful the day after you were successful already is very, very difficult. In a certain way, it's harder than being successful after you have failure. Because when you have failure, you're motivated. You're like, okay, I can't do this. But to have another good day, to have another good day, to work in silence and let success be the noise, to work in silence and you're not sharing with anybody. It's not Har Sinai. Har Sinai was kula ashan, fire, brimstone, anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Everybody's like, whoa, holy cow, what's going on? And then what happens? Ki sikna avid ivri. Then you have to start learning the right? You come to school, everyone comes the first day of school with their sharpened pencils and their new notebooks and their new fresh shirts. And they're like, this is going to be different today. This year is going to be different. This month is going to be different. This man is going to be different. This is going to be different. And then what happens? It's not different. The answer is no. It is different. It is different. Just what we forget to do is we forget to do ve'ela hamishpatim. We forget the second part of it. We forget that the only way what separates great people from... I mean, everyone's great. What separates people becoming great to people who are just like mediocre and rolling their eyes about their life is the person who's able to take the Har Sinai and bring it into Ve'ela HaMishpatim. The Ve'ela HaMishpatim. And the only way to do that, is with patience. The only way to do that is with a Shulchan Aruch. What does a Shulchan Aruch mean? It means... it's gotta taste good for you. It's gotta be for you. It's gotta make sense to you. Har Sinai was like, whoa, my soul flew out of my body. My soul flew away. All of us together, like, you know, oh my goodness, right? Like I like that it's called a GIF or a GIF. The GIF where those guys are like, whoa, and they all fall down, you know, the you know, like, whoa. Like Har Sinai is like, whoa, everyone falls down, right? That's great. And then you need a Har Sinai. You need to look, you need to go ahead and say, oh my goodness, right? Oh my goodness, you need that. You need to fall in love with that girl and go like, oh my gosh, she's going to change my life. That's it. She's everything. She's everything. But then you got to climb. Then you got to climb the mountain. You could say that's it. I saw this yid, right? I look at a guy like Yehuda Weinstein, and I want to be like Yehuda Weinstein. Yehuda makes it look easy, right? It's not easy. You look at a guy like Shlomo Rosenthal. You look at him. You think, It's not easy. It's really not easy. It's not easy because Ve'ela Mishpatim. And I want to. This is the knach that I want to really talk about. This is the knach, the nuance that I want to talk about, and that is that. This Rashi telling me that you gotta take it at your pace is so everything. It's mamish so everything. It's gonna be like a Shulchan Aruch. The Balaturim says, Heve Misunim Bedin. You really, really, really gotta take it slow. You gotta go ahead and you gotta see what's comfortable for you. It's gotta make sense for you. It's gotta feel right for you, because if it doesn't feel right for you, what happens is you lose yourself. I can't begin to tell you. I'm so. It's so nice to be back. I can't begin to tell you how nice it is to be back. And I'll explain to you what's so nice to be back. Why it's so nice to be back. I'm still processing. I literally just got off the plane a few hours ago. I want to tell you one of the feelings that I had to be back. There's home. The word home is very, very deep. Some people never had a home. And sometimes you're motivated. What motivates you is to create your own home, and that's okay. That's okay. If you never felt at home, then you're motivated to get married. Usually guys who never felt home at home are very on the spectrum, we'll call it. Again, I'm not starting off with No Mic Monday, but definitely on the spectrum. I'm not saying this in a strong way, but it's the spectrum of chasing love. Chasing love, why? Because I want my home to be, I need a home. That's really what people need. Everybody needs a home. Everybody needs a home. When I say home, not somewhere where you grew up in, but a place where you feel like at home. You feel that I could just be me. I could just fall apart. I could be me. I could be not judged. That's why it's important when you think of building your own home, how important it is. And it's not a contradiction to be disciplining your children. Not at all. Mamish, not at all to tell your children, this is what we do, but this is what we don't do, but not to be judgmental about it. To create an atmosphere that gives space, that gives love, and gives total non-judgment. So a lot of times, again, that doesn't mean you can't demand from your children things. I don't know if that's the right word, demand, but ask. You could clear off the table. You could help mommy. You could make your bed. You could do your homework. Well, homework, hopefully, by the time you get the kids, we'll abolish homework, that there'll be no more homework anymore. But that's a different conversation, right? But what's the pshat? The pshat is that home. Home is a place where you feel that I don't have to work so hard. I don't have to work so hard at being me. I don't have to work so hard at being me. The people around me are supportive and loving of being me. I don't have to like go out. Har Sinai is sort of like everybody was at home. Everybody was connected to Hashem. Everybody's connected to the Torah. It's like Simchas Torah, right? You see that guy, right? You know, here, we'll talk it like this. It just fell in my head. Simchas Torah, the guy who doesn't learn the whole year, right? He's dancing the most and he's drunk and he's dancing around the Torah. That's gorgeous. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. But he does it every Simchas Torah and doesn't learn during the year. Now, that's great. We love that guy. We love that guy, and we're not judging that guy who's dancing Simchas Torah with the Torah, and he's like jumping around, but he doesn't learn during the year. It is a beautiful thing. I'm not at all knocking that guy. But take the guy who's sitting in the corner. Take the guy who's sitting in the corner and is tasting, and I'm saying this very clearly. Menachem, I want you to hear this. Menachem Barkani. Now, Torah, you have to hear this. You have to really, really hear this. Guys, everyone has to hear this so, so well. In order to connect to Torah, it's got to be that you feel comfortable in it. You have to feel comfortable. I'm not going to say that you're pushing yourself and you're pushing yourself too much. You don't have to push yourself too much to connect to Torah. If you find yourself pushing yourself, let me say the nuance. Maybe if someone can, I just want to clarify a little bit. It's like Har Sinai. This is the way I see it. Har Sinai is like I got it. I'm in it. I want it. It's all gorgeous. Simchas Torah. We all love it. I'm dancing with the Torah. I'm dancing with people. I want to learn Torah. There's no breakdown of any physical connection or any practical connection to learning Torah. No practical connection. Just Hashem, Hashem, Yisro v'Yiraisa, right? It's one of the songs we sing, right? Yisro v'Yiraisa. At least we sang that back in the day. V'kudusha b'richu chad. I have clarity. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. The Torah is all Hashem. It's my connection to Hashem. It's my connection to Olam Haba. We all know that. We know that. We all know that. The other extreme, this is the nuance that I want to say. The other extreme is, you got to push yourself to learn. Pas b'melech toichal. The Mishnah says you got to go ahead and learn Torah and you got to be miserable. And you have to have no money and you have to learn in Kollel and you have to learn all day and you have to get rid of all your gashmias and you have to, right? Those are the two extremes. And I'm coming to say, Ve'eile ha-mishpatim. Mesunim. Take it slow. Connect to Torah. Find your connection to Torah. Find the beauty in Torah. Take your time. Take your time in your connecting yourself to Hashem. Take your time. Don't rush it. Take as much time as you need to learn. That's what he says. Rashi says, you learn one perek, you learn one thing. That's what he says. Right? Until you memorize it. Take it one step at a time. 5 + 5 = 10. Great. Learn the Mishnah. Slow. Get it. Learn Pirkei Avos. Remind me, Nachi. Learn Pirkei Avos. Anyone who's ever learned Pirkei Avos, it's the most easiest, sweetest, greatest. It's Mishnayos. Learn. Don't learn Zrayim. Zrayim is difficult. Don't learn Taharis. I'm not saying also not to learn it. Learn Moed. Learn Megillah. Learn Tainis. Learn Shabbos. Learn things that you connect to, that are slow, that are sweet. And that is Har Sinai. That is how a person lives with Torah. Ki hem chayenu. One of the challenges, and then I really want to hear from everybody here a little bit. One of the biggest challenges of being in yeshiva sometimes is what I should be learning. What I have to be learning, what that Rebbe, and there's a beauty to that also. You have a Rebbe, and he teaches you Torah, and you're on that level that you're sitting sheer, and you listen to the Rebbe. When you're ready to find your sefer, when you're ready to find your niche in Torah, slow, committed. No one has to know what I'm doing, but I get it. I know it. I understand it. That's ma elu misinai, af elu misinai. That is Kabbalah Satorah. That is the true Kabbalah Satorah. And my raya is mamish from this parsha. Ve elu mishpatim. What's Rashi telling us? Just like these are from Sinai? Yeah, because Har Sinai was clarity. So where's my clarity in Torah? Suddenly, I just came from the land. Just telling you guys, mamish, I'm fresh. I probably still smell like America, or I smell like the plane. Right? Mamish from a place. I'm just telling you. I don't have to tell. We're all from there. And we love America. I love America. That's why I live here. I love America. But America is dripping. Dripping with money, physical, gashmias. It's also Baruch Shem. There's so much Torah there. There's so much beauty. I mamish loved being together with the holy Yidden and connecting. A lot of good food also wherever we were. Wow, a lot of food. A lot of great. America is incredible. It's mamish incredible. I mean that. I love it. What? I actually did not have a spinach pizza, believe it or not. I didn't make it to the five towns, believe it or not. Sorry, I didn't make it. I know. I agree. I'm a Kabbal. I have to do tshuva. But what's the pshat? But I want to explain to you what it is. We all come from a place. Guys, we all come from a place. Those who are from, no one here is from England. I don't see anyone here from England. Okay, we're all here from, we're all American here right now, right? I'm telling you one thing that we have to remember. America is incredible. It's incredible. It's difficult. It's very difficult because the winds in Chutz La'aretz, the wind, it was actually very windy and cold. The winds in Chutz Laretz are money and gashmias. That's the winds. Meaning you get swept up when I say, why are you follow the crowd? Why are you following the crowd when the crowd's lost? Right? The winds are gashmias, money, gashmias, money. And there's so much Torah there. And I'm not saying, am I coming off negative on it? It's not negative at all. It's knowing where you come from. And in order to find the Torah, here it is. This is going to be the key. This is the key. In order to have the Torah for you has to be palpable, just like the sushi. Which means you could pick up sushi in America. Just been there, done that. My first stop was in Lakewood, Evergreen, two spicy tuna rolls. I know the drill. I know the taste. I could wait 3 years, and I still exactly know what to do, how to squeeze the packet of the soy sauce and the spicy mayo dip. And it's the taste bud is so perfectly aligned to the sushi. I'm dreaming of it right now. And that was for breakfast, because I got it at 6 o'clock in the morning. Because for me, what was my excuse? You guys, you'll like this. By 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm already wolfing down two beautiful spicy tunas. It was not 6 in the morning, because I landed at 6. So it was probably about 10 o'clock in the morning, after davening, maybe 9:30. I walked into, I think it was Evergreens in Lakewood, and like they didn't even make the batch, and no one's eating yesterday's batch. But I'll take yesterday's batch. I don't know what it was. The whole thing over there wasn't even made yet with the sushi. I'm like, took two things, took the soy sauce. I'm like, well, because it's really lunchtime for me. That was my thing. I'm like hungry. It's like the afternoon. Literally, so why am I saying I'm not here? It's actually nice to talk about the sushi. You guys are like, what is he talking about? Because I was just there. See, that's the way it works. But I'm going to explain to you why I'm saying this. Then by 12:30, 1 o'clock, I was already in a heavy restaurant eating lamb chops and steak, right? But what's my pshat? Yeah, let me explain to you the pshat. You gotta make Torah similar to that. You gotta make Torah similar to that. You gotta be able to go, ah! You gotta be able to have someone tell you a pshat, and you're like, wow, that's geschmack. It can't be like, oh, Torah, okay, yeah, I gotta push myself through it, Olam Haba, this world, blah, blah. It can't. Maybe the previous generation, I don't know. I wasn't in the previous generation, so I don't know. You could talk about it from today till tomorrow and say that that's the way the tzaddikim. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it's not true. It's got to be, ah. You got to be able to go to a mikveh and go like, ah, this is a geschmack of mikveh. It's hot. You got to be able to go to a minyan. And you got to be able to have a lot of food. We have to, Rabbi Freidman's here, Rabbi Freidman. We love Rabbi Freidman. What we're going to do. I'm telling you what we're going to do. Rabbi Freidman, you're hearing it here for the first time. I don't know how fast this is going to take, but you're hearing it now. To have food around the Beis Medrash, to have it in the side room, to create... You got the Mir Tashem, the yeshiva is going to get more geschmack. I don't know if that's really the right word, because it's a very like cliche word, but like, right? And yeah, everyone's like, yeah, he was just in America, so you're being influenced by America. No, I'm telling you, because I think we've upgraded. I think Baruch Hashem, the food in the yeshiva has gotten better. The gashmias, right? The food is getting better. And we have Thursday nights, what bothers me the most is when we'll have Thursday nights or Shabbos, or that not bothers me, to be marbe more gashmias, more, you know why? Because we have to learn when you open up the chumash that it's geschmack, that it tastes good, that it's sweet, that it's very, very sweet. And you got to find yourself in that. You got to find yourself, and you can. You got to find your Har Sinai. This is the, maybe Nachi will make this as the name of the shir. You have to find your Har Sinai in the Mishpatim. Because Mishpat is very, very, Ve'ila Mishpatim. Mishpat is strong. That sounds very strong. I don't want Mishpatim. It's harsh. Har Sinai is like, my chasana. Har Sinai, Hashem, Anoich Hashem Alkecha, it's all beautiful. You got to put that,
even though it was fear,
I'm sticking.
You got to put that into the, you got to put that into the Mishpatim. You got to put that clarity. Yira is Malashin Re'iya. Yira is Malashin Re'iya. It's fine. That clarity, that clarity, that clarity, that Geshmak. Okay, Hashem should help us all. It's mamish. That's why I love being back home. The reason I love being back home is because I feel like this is. I was telling Nachi in the car. Nachi picked me up from to bring me here now, and I said that. Like I feel like next time I go to America, I gotta go with the Olam a little bit to America, because we gotta bring. When I went to Lakewood, I was blown away. In Lakewood, Bli Ein Hara, there a lot of, it was my first night. It was Tuesday night, and we had a big Fabrangan together, and it was mamish incredible. It was snowing, like real thick snow, and I was sitting there, and I was like, it was my first night, meaning I left Monday night, so it's Tuesday night, and I was like, it was funny that I saw your father, because I felt that made me feel like, okay, Nisanel's here, we actually sang together a little bit, which was nice, but I was like, where's Avi, where's Yosef, where's Momo? Not in a bad way. I was very happy to be there, but I was like, there's so much beauty in what's doing over here. There's so much beauty in like Moshav Matisyo, over here on a hilltop, right? On a hilltop in the West Bank. We're sitting here and we spread, I'm just telling you. Baruch Hashem, the last week was just spreading. I went to Silver Spring, Maryland. To Silver Spring. What's going on? No, nobody understands even what that means. Right? I went to Silver Spring. You can't even appreciate how crazy that is. Went to Muncie's already Muncie. Everyone knows Muncie. And Silver Spring, Maryland. Mamish, Shimshon, you know what that means. Silver Spring, Maryland. Mamish, there's so much beauty. There's such beauty there. And the Yidden. That's why. That song was the theme of my. Maybe we'll play it one more time. The song Yidden, so holy, so pure. Because it doesn't matter if you're in Lakewood. Doesn't matter if you're in Muncie. Doesn't matter if you're in Five Towns. Doesn't matter where you are in Silver Spring, Maryland, in Baltimore, Maryland. Doesn't matter where you are. When the source of everything is Hashem. When the source of everything is connection, is love, is the Torah, is finding yourself, is Sein Chalkeinu B'Sarasecha, it's Nitzchias. It's Nitzchias. It'll give you life. Ki Heim Chayenu, it'll give you life. The Aron is Noise Es Noisev. The Aron lifts up everybody. You gotta figure out a way. That's the bottom line. You gotta figure out a way. How to make the Torah sweet as honey. You gotta figure out a way. How to make the Torah so beautiful, so palpable, so palpable. With that in mind, Asanel, you'll give us a halacha, please.
It is forbidden to repeat information, even if you would repeat it. Yeah, I'm gonna start again. It is forbidden to repeat information, even if you would repeat it in the presence of the speaker. Example, Reuven told you, your brother is so selfish. It would be forbidden to repeat this statement to your brother, even if you would not be afraid to say it in the presence of Reuven.
Right, so people a lot of times think, it's a very important thing, they say like, they'll talk to someone and say, this guy is selfish. And it's okay, I could tell you that, because even if Reuven was in front of me, I would also tell him that he's selfish. So I'm not afraid. A lot of times people think then you're okay to say it. You still can't say it. Besides that, if you would say it while he's there, that's oinos tvarim, which is verbal abuse. Amazing to be back, everybody. Have an incredible, incredible, incredible first day of the rest of your life. Thank you for listening.